I've got a fella in here just ahead of you, and I want to talk to you about a bunch of judges, but I don't want to keep him waiting. Can you get Coleman sold to the Pennsylvania senators, all right?
I think so.
Are they entitled to that circuit court?
Yes, that is a Pennsylvania one, pretty clearly. It's Pennsylvania retirement. Pennsylvania's got the cases and the people to support it.
Is there any reason to believe that Coleman would be our man and would be duly regarded, be grateful to us and active, or would he just be...
I think he would
very definitely. And just feel like he'd earned it.
No, I think he'd feel that way very definitely. I think he feels that way already, as a matter of fact.
Didn't he help us with the Civil Rights Congress?
He helped us greatly, and he's always very high on you. He's close to Thurgood, and did a lot of briefing for Thurgood, and I think he's a strong friend.
Well, you tell Thurgood that if he wants him to have it, to get him down here, and you and Thurgood bring him over here and let me talk to him, and then we'll send his name right on up, and you go on and start clearing him down.
Well, we don't have any investigation on him yet.
All right. Go on. Get it busy.
Okay, sir.
But before you tell him, before we sign up with him, let's try to get a little credit. I think if we meet these folks ahead of time, I'm getting so damn many double-crossed these days, I'm afraid to point anybody.
Right.
But I just think we just inclined to name people that immediately walk out to McLean and start signing up and tell them what they're going to do to gut us. And I think we ought to watch this a little bit and more than we are. But Coleman, I would feel I'd like to put a Republican, I'd like to put a Negro, and I'd like to put somebody satisfactory to those senators, but it's not their man.
Well, I think I think Coleman fits the bill. I don't think the other fellow does.
Okay, that would be good. Now on the circuit court, do we have to name a man in the district on that? I want to get the little less liberal man on that court. I just have the idea that you've got too damn liberal a court.
Well, I think the conservative members feel Robinson would be okay.
Do we have to name a man from the district?
We don't have to.
Other presidents brought in other folks into the national court?
No, it's really a little of both. Every time you name somebody from outside the district, you catch some trouble on it. Not near as much as you do on the district bench, though.
Well, I noticed
the district court bench.
Truman brought in folks from...
He brought in Bazelon. President Kennedy brought in Carl McGowan, but they tried to dress him up as having a lot of district background.
Well, let's see. I don't want to name two Negroes that quick. I'd like to name a Tom Clark to that court. It's not a right-winger and not a left-winger, but it's got some patriotism left in him and doesn't have to belong to the left-wing organization. That's the kind I want to name. And that doesn't belong to some minority group, has got an Italian background or a Negro background or something, but just a damn good judge that's level-headed. If it was anything besides the district, I'd appoint Byron Skelton. But being a Texan, I guess that'd give us too much trouble.
Well, I think we can get him by for the Court of Claims in pretty good shape.
I think we could. But let's think of somebody else now that we know that would be good.
All right, sir.
I don't guess old Homer'd be interested in, would he?
Well, I talked to him real intensively about it way back yonder, and I thought I'd about talk him into it one time, but I didn't make it. I think he would very clearly not now.
What you might do is call him then, tell him the president asked you to call him and see if he had any interest in it. If so, who he would think would be a logical successor to him.
All right, sir.
He and his wife may like to be up here.
All right.
Now, the other people look like folks that I'm not interested in, Levenger and Horsky and Lina. I would like to get Levenger some other place, but I don't want to give him a judgeship or a Rob. I want to find somebody here that's our friend, that's a lawyer, that's not a drunkard and not a thug. I want somebody of the Peyton Ford type that has been loyal through the years, has worked for us, has got a good reputation. They've fought us a Baden Ford or somebody. These folks I don't know. And Charles Horsky and Lee Levenger and so on and so forth. Lynham, they don't appeal to me. I want to find somebody that we know. I don't guess this boy that's on the interstate, Hutchison, would be the man. I guess Texas gave him too much trouble. They say he's a pretty good lawyer, though, isn't he?
Yeah, Hutch is a good lawyer. He had been more interested in that court of appeals. He had indicated quite a strong interest in it.
Would he get a good rating from the bar?
I think he'd be just qualified. That would be my guess.
What would Robertson get?
Spotswood Robinson?
Yeah.
He would get well qualified. Coleman will get exceptionally well qualified, I think.
There's
a lot of pluses to Robinson.
Sir?
There are a lot of pluses to Spotswood Robinson.
Well, not with these problems you got with the FBI and all your race problems here and all your criminal problems. That court, they tell me, is pretty unrealistic.
Well, I think it is, but he's a pretty cautious conservative fella. If he can hold his own with Basilon, would be the only question I'd have.
Well, let's find somebody that can hold his own. Anybody in the good firms that we know?
Well, there are a lot of pretty strong lawyers in there. There are not any that...
Is Tom Finney with Clifford a good lawyer?
I'm not that familiar. I assume he's a good lawyer. I assume that he's had a fairly limited practice, and this would reflect in his bar rating, but he's a smart, able fellow.
All right, let's get started on Coleman. That settles that one.
Okay, sir.
Check Homer out, and then let's take a new run of any other people that you can think of that we may be obligated to here.
Okay.
You might ask Leonard Marks if he's got any suggestions.
All right.
Anybody in Congress that we owe anything to is trying to get on, this would be good. I'm just thinking of the Dick Bowling type, not him at all, but of that type that's been a good administration man, able fella.
No, I can't think of anybody. We're failing to work that thing out for Cahill. I don't think he would be interested, though.
No, he just wants New Jersey.
He just wants New Jersey, and he just wants Trenton, and I've tried through the courts and through the administrative office here and every place to get that thing worked out, but it just keeps going to Newark.
What's wrong? They won't do it?
They just won't do it. They got too many judges at Trenton now, and this judge who retired is from Newark, and Cahill doesn't want to go to Newark. I can't hardly blame a man for that.
Well, do they have to live there? Why can't he live in Trenton?
Well, it would, it's a long drive, and it would really impair his effectiveness.
Well, I wouldn't give a damn about that.
Well, we'd get a lot of static on it. The courts have the power anyway. I haven't been able to talk them into reallocate. They assign the judges. It would make folks up in the northern end of the state unhappy, and it wouldn't make folks in the southern end happy.
Okay, I'll get back at you. You get some more names. Let's talk the next day.
Okay, sir.